Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. When we last left off, Peter was in need. He had denied adamantly 3 times that he even knew the Lord Jesus Christ. How quickly Peter disassociated himself from the Lord at the arrest of Jesus in the Passion Week. As Peter watched from some distance in the courtyard, a servant girl and then a man accurately identified him as Jesus' disciple, but Peter said, "I am not. I do not know him." He even cursed and swore, boldly stating, "I do not know this man you are talking about." Just then a rooster crowed a second time, and what the Lord had predicted of Peter had come to pass. In response, Peter wept bitterly. Luke tells us, "The Lord turned and looked at Peter." What must have been seen in those eyes? The Lord's knowing and wounded glance. "I told you, Peter, you have done what I said you would do." I think that's what that penetrating stare said. So we might wonder, was this Christ finally done with Simon Peter? Had Jesus had enough? Had Jesus run out of patience? Peter denied the Son of God. Wasn't it time for the Son of God to deny Peter? I mean, when Christ needed Peter most, where was he? He was out in the courtyard insistent. He did not even know Jesus. Well, had this been us, our closest friend denying association with us in the time of our deepest need near death? Let's be honest, most of us would say, "That's it, this friendship is over." Not Jesus, it turns out. And that is what we want to see as the Gospels progress. Open your Bible, if you can, to John chapter 21. That's John 21. As we pick up in John 21, Jesus has been crucified, dead. Interestingly, Peter was a no-show at the crucifixion. At least the eyewitness John does not put him there. And Christ was buried and rose again from the grave. Jesus was resurrected, just as he promised he would be. Peter had been to the tomb. He went right in and looked around and saw no body there. And yet Peter remained skeptical. So John writes the following, which the Holy Spirit has preserved for our instruction. John 21, beginning in verse 1. "After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way. Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and 2 others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, 'I am going fishing.' And they said to Peter, 'We will also come with you.' They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing." This chapter, at the very end of John's Gospel, is an epilogue, and one of the purposes for it is to show us that even though Peter denied Jesus, Jesus will not deny him. This epilogue tells us what happened in the relationship between Peter and the Son of God and reflects in a stunning way God's patience for his wayward followers. Christ reconciles Peter to himself. Here, the Lord manifests himself to these disciples, and in verse 3 highlight that Peter says, "I am going fishing." First off, Peter and these others are not where they are supposed to be. Matthew 28 and verse 16 says this, "The 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated." Rather than being on the Sea of Tiberias, they were supposed to be on a mountain in Galilee. Jesus had designated as much. Furthermore, the mentality in the statement, "I am going fishing," is not, "While we wait, let's fish. While we wait for Christ to appear, let's grab our rods and bait and head out on the sea, boys." The mentality is, I am going back to the fishing business. I am going to do what I did before I met Jesus. How do we know this is what Peter was thinking? Here, let me pick up on the excellent insights of John MacArthur in his commentary on John. There are three reasons. First, listen to the words of Jesus to these men back in John chapter 16 and verse 32. Behold, an hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered each to his own home and to leave me alone. And yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. That word home there, each to his own home. The word home is not present in the Greek text. The phrase his own refers to one's home, property, possessions, and affairs. For example, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11, we read, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands." Attending to your own business uses the same word and means more than attending to one's own home. It means going back to the fishing business as Peter's job, task, and mission. Here, he is turning his back on his calling to be a fisher of men in favor of catching fish out of the sea. Second, the use of the definite article with the noun, translated boat, in verse 3, suggests a specific boat, probably one belonging to the disciples or even Peter himself. It is amazing what the language and the grammar within the language can tell us Bible students, isn't it? This is a business boat. How do we know that Peter's mentality was not for a leisurely day on the lake, but to get back to work? Well, listen briefly to Jesus in John 21 and verse 15. The Lord asks, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" By these, Jesus means the boats and the nets associated with Peter's fishing business. Added together, this gets us inside the mind of Peter that evening. "I am going fishing," and the others, following their leader, joined him. They said to Peter, "We will also come with you." They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. Nighttime, the best time for fishing. They caught nothing. Not one single fish was in the nets. This is a sovereign lesson from God. God made them fail. Using this experience, the Lord is saying, "You think you're abandoning your calling to be fishers of men? Not so fast. You will keep to your call, gentlemen." This is precisely what Jesus means in verses 4 and 5. "But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, 'Children, you did not have any fish, do you?' They answered him, 'No.'" Here is a noteworthy example of the way God teaches us lessons. Have you had the experience when the Spirit of God gently prompts your conscience with such a question? It's His way of saying, "You learned your lesson." The patience of God for us shows up in the lessons He teaches all His children. The next verse in John 21 is verse 6, and this one is reminiscent of the calling of Peter to be Christ's disciple back in Luke chapter 5. That's where our journey with Peter and the Lord began, if you remember. "And Jesus said to them, 'Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch.' So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish." When you have a chance, read this. John 21, 6, alongside Luke 5, 1 through 11. John 21 and Luke 5. See the similarities not lost on Peter. John and Peter's response is in John 21, verses 7 and 8. "Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish." Well, there goes impulsive Peter, leaping over the side of the boat into the sea, and we can see why he is so eager to meet the Lord. Remember, up until now, Peter has had to sit and stew over his denials. He was not able to be quickly forgiven, as we are, because Christ has gone to the cross, died, and his dead body has been placed in the tomb. Peter needs this meeting with Jesus. Peter is desperate for reconciliation. And now listen for how compassionate the Lord is with all these men. Jesus does what he always promised them. He provides for them. He makes them breakfast. Verses 9 through 14 of John 21. So when they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire already laid and fish placed on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples ventured to question him, "Who are you?" knowing it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Come and have breakfast. This simple invitation shows God's patience. Patience not just for Peter, but for all the deserting disciples who in verse 3 told Peter, "We will also come with you." What a beautiful scene. The forbearance of God on full display. Jesus does not snap at them in a fit of temper. Jesus does not firmly scold them. He simply says, "Come and have breakfast." And they got the message. Ah, the loving and caring and compassionate patience of Christ. And this continues here next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.